From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump and German Chancellor Angela Merkel discussed strengthening NATO, global trade, and other issues during their meeting at the White House Friday. During a joint news conference, Trump, who once called NATO obsolete, reaffirmed his support for the alliance, but did not back down from previous criticism of allies, who he said are not accepting their fair share of the defense burden.
Many nations owe vast sums of money from past years, and it is very unfair to the United States. These nations must pay what they owe.
Merkel welcomed President's remarks and repeated Germany's commitment to increase its NATO contribution. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in China for the last leg of his first Asia tour. Tillerson's talks with Chinese officials are expected to be tense, since he has been calling on Beijing to step up its efforts to encourage North Korea to abandon its nuclear program. He also encouraged China to fully implement U.N. sanctions meant to pressure the North Korean government. On Friday, Tillerson said the policy of strategic patience with North Korea has ended, and that military action against Pyongyang is an option on the table. Buses are transporting Syrian rebels and their families Saturday from the last opposition-held neighborhood in the central city of Homs. Their departure is part of a Russian-backed deal signed earlier this month. The fighters and their families are being taken to the northern rebel-held town of Jarablus on the border with Turkey. Thousands of civilians are expected to leave Homs rather than risk being arrested by Syrian security forces. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. The Trump administration has appealed decisions by federal courts in the states of Maryland and Hawaii that struck down parts of the newest Trump travel ban, but both rulings that it had discriminated against Muslims. White House spokesman Sean Spicer responded to the judicial decisions by reiterating previous contentions that President Trump is doing his duty by signing executive orders to ban travel from certain countries.
The danger is real and the law is clear. The president was elected to change our broken immigration system, and he will continue to exercise his constitutional authority and presidential responsibility to protect our nation.
Mr. Trump's new travel ban, which was supposed to go into effect early Thursday, was reissued with the intention of overcoming legal concerns with the first travel ban. More than 30 people are reported dead after unknown assailants fired on a boat carrying migrants in the Red Sea off the coast of Yemen. The boat is believed to have been carrying Somali refugees. The UN Refugee Agency said it is appalled by the deaths and say it has teams on the ground in Yemen to help the survivors and the families of those killed. The European Union's international development chief warns President Trump's proposed cuts to humanitarian aid go against the global development goals the United States committed to in 2015. Naveen Mimica says any cut or withdrawal of funds from development assistance projects counters the implementation of the sustainable development goals adopted at the United Nations.
We shall continue to scale up our role as a global, as the strongest global actor in development policy. We need good partners to do it more in a synergy and with highest possible impact on development needs of the world.
Mimica was responding to a question about Mr. Trump's budget proposal, which would carve $17 billion from funding for the U.S. State Department and the Agency for International Development. French police say a man was shot to death Saturday after seizing the weapon of a soldier guarding Paris's Orly airport. The airport was evacuated for a time while police tried to sort things out. No information about the slain man was immediately available. And officials with the U.S. Park Service say cold weather has destroyed half of Washington's cherry blossoms, a display that draws usually more than a million tourists to the capital. A late winter storm brought snow and freezing temperatures here in Washington, just as the peak display of the blossoms was about to begin. Japan donated the cherry trees to the U.S. back in 1912 to honor the friendship between the two countries. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.